Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome back to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my experiences of working in an area of the emergency department that is unlike anything else, and that is ambulatory care, or AMCARE for short. As I've mentioned before, when you first come through the doors of the emergency department, whether via ambulance or you've self-presented, the first nurse that you're going to see is the triage nurse. And their role is to be able to categorise the patient based upon their clinical condition and how quickly they need to be seen and assessed by a doctor. If you're really sick, most likely you'll be sent straight through into the resus area or even off into the acute bed spaces. The acute bed spaces are where me as a nurse, that's where I spend most of my time each roster. And that would be an area that most people would think of as an emergency department. You've got your one nurse to your three patients, and that's what I talk about a lot on this podcast. But if you categorize that little bit lower, you as the patient will be asked to wait in the emergency department waiting area. And you'll be seen by the doctors in what is like a mini doctor's office. It's sort of, you've got in ambulatory care section, you'll have individual rooms that the doctors will call your name and see you within one of the rooms and do a basic assessment and then start your treatment from there. Within AMCARE, it's often three nurses will be assigned for their shift into the ambulatory care section. The way it first starts off is one of the nurses will go off into the waiting area. I'll have my computer there and I'll call out the name of the next person to be seen. I'll go across to this patient and I'll introduce myself, say that my name is Ben. I'm one of the emergency nurses today. Have you ever been to an emergency department before? Let's just say the patient hasn't. I'll say, no worries at all. So the first person that you've just seen is a triage nurse. They write up the quickest story about you to then categorize you into how quickly you need to be seen. My job is to come out and to just learn a little bit more about why you're here today. Just elaborate on the story, as well as gain an initial set of vital signs from you. That just means I'm going to put a blood pressure cuff on your arm, get your blood pressure, feel your heart rate, check your temperature and some basic stuff from there. Once I'm finished with that, I'll go off, I'll write that story, and it goes out to the doctors out the back who will then have a read about it and then bring you in when you're next. And so I've sort of given them a little bit of information about what's happening today. And that's when as I've just mentioned, I get that story, I listen a little bit, I try to provide as much information as I can. I gave my initial set of vital signs, which includes the primary survey, all your sort of stuff that you need. And that's when I go off, write this story, and that gets sent out to the back and the doctors can have a read. From there, the doctors will then come and then call the patient into the doors of the ambulatory care area and then into one of the assessment rooms. As a nurse, it's you're still doing the same sort of stuff as what you do in the acute bed spaces. So you're still going off, you're still doing, as I mentioned, the initial vital signs. But also the doctors might ask, hey Ben, can you please put a cannula in this patient, take some bloods and do a 12 lead for me? Which again, you're still getting IV access, you're still giving IV antibiotics, you're still doing your 12 lead ECGs, but it's on a lot, sort of like a quicker and a lot bigger of a scale, because you're looking after so many more patients at once. Unlike in acute where you've got your 1-to-3 ratio, out here, you can often have 20 to 40 patients at one time that you're trying to keep tabs of exactly who's there and what they've come in with. So coming from an intensive care nurse where you get to know your one patient very, very well, here I am at times with 30 patients in the ambulatory care section who are all at different stages of their journey, and you need to have an understanding of what they're in with, what treatment they've received, and how long they've been here for. Within the emergency departments in the state that I'm working in, it's the KPI is trying to get patients to be in, assessed by a doctor, receive some of the treatment of what they need, and either discharged or admitted within a 4-hour period. It's almost like a game that we play as an emergency nurse and with this emergency team to try to meet those performance indicators of within a 4-hour period. So I think that's how the emergency departments receive a lot of their funding, is based upon how quickly they're able to get the patients in, seen and treated. So as you can imagine, for time management skills, working in ambulatory care has certainly improved that tenfold. It's you're needing to be having such effective communication with your medical team as well. So the doctors rely heavily on you to be going out there, writing up this bit of a story, getting some vital signs, because it's all helping them with their assessments as well. And keeping on top of where the patient's up to, what treatment needs to be done. And also as a nurse there as well. So if you go out and you see these patients and you and just believe that, I just don't think it's quite right. I think that this patient needs to really be in acute bed space. Well, you can get on the phone, you can contact your in-charge nurse, your team leader, and talk about, hey, look, I've got this patient in the AmCare waiting area there. I've got this vital signs. I just don't think that they're well enough to be here. Maybe you might be able to stick them into an acute bed space. And you're talking about, this is where it's a bit more administrative as well in your job. As an emergency nurse as well, I can nurse initiate a few medications. If the patients come in and you believe that they're in a bit of pain, well, you'll ask them, have you taken anything prior to coming into the emergency department today? Any pain relief? No. Well, I can nurse initiate some Panadol, some ibuprofen. And if they've got quite a bit of pain, I can also initiate some Endone as well. And if they've got a bit more pain than that, then I can also initiate some a bit stronger intravenous medications as well. But I think a lot of it's just trying to keep with the doctors, letting them know that this patient is here as well. Because I think the ambulatory care section, yes, you've got quite a lot of patients. Yes, you're trying to keep track of everyone. But yes, you are working very closely with the entirety of the team and keeping track of where everyone's. So the types of professionals working in ambulatory care as well. So you have your doctors, and there are a number of doctors who are assigned to the ambulatory care section. And again, just like us as nurses who rotate from acute to the short stay area to ambulatory care. So same as the doctors rotate as well. So the doctors are kept quite busy within the ambulatory care section. They're not only looking after the patients in AmCare, but they're also assigned to the patients in short stay as well as the mental health area. So they are very, very busy throughout that shift. You also have other professionals who are working in AmCare as well. So you'll have a physio, and the physio will mostly see the musculoskeletal type of patients. And then you also have the specialty doctors who come down from other areas as well. So if you've got a neuro case for someone who has a headache, well then the neuro team will come down and do another further review and decide if they need to be admitted to the ward or whether they need to, whether they can be followed up as an outpatient. So I think it's important as well to talk today about the types of patients that come through AmCare. So it really epitomises the variety that we see each day. So whether it's someone who's come in with new onset of cold and flu symptoms to mental health patients who are stating that they aren't coping and they need to be seen by a mental health team member, to someone who's come in for a sporting injury and has rolled their ankle and isn't able to weight bear, to someone who's had symptoms that have been on and off for the last 7 months, who hasn't seen a GP and wants to get something a bit looked at, to patients who have had a blood test earlier that day and the GP has looked at the results and said, oh, you should probably go to the emergency department. It's just so someone who's got a shard of glass in their hand to someone who has cellulitis that's so bad now that they've got a bit of a fever and they're not feeling quite right. So just so much variety that we see. It really keeps it varied. And just in regards to working in AmCare, that yes, it is something that's completely different. Just having to juggle so many patients at once, constantly on the phone talking to your in charge. But I absolutely love just that the emergency department is so varied all the time. So yes, you work predominantly in the acute bed space, but just being able to come and work in AmCare for one or two shifts each roster and also working in the short stay area and the toxicology section of that, and then soon being able to go and work in resus. So just the variety that we have each roster keeps it really fresh, and I absolutely love that. So anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this little insight into working in AmCare. If you have any questions, send them through. If not, guys, have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you next time.